Marrying your best friend eliminates the risk of divorce by over 70%, and this marriage is more long likely to last a lifetime. Well, I feel like you said the same thing twice.
If you marry a person that you'd be married to, that's better for you to marry than you're going to be married to a person that you're better being married to.
If you eat pizza, you're eating cheese and dough at the same time.
If you have a pizza that you like, then you like the pizza that you have. And you're like, that's, you're just... Buy a sports car. They fit places better.
Yeah, I know. And so do small penises.
Please tell me you're
welcome right. to Sit Suck, everybody.
Please tell me you got that.
That's I got the last part of it, okay. Not the whole thing. Well, yeah, that's what yeah. she said, because it was so small.
Wait.
Hi, everybody. This is Kyle Hagan.
Left here?
Yeah, left here.
Good. I thought he would have. All right, everybody.
Kendrick's driving in unknown territory.
I am just driving fast. Are you sure it's left here? Because there's a lot of cars parked on both sides of the... Oh, there's
no,
one.
No, it's a...
They do you guys all want. Suck.
They do whatever they
everybody
want.
Everybody sucks. I see a stop sign. This guy's driving down the middle of the road like a dick weasel.
Righty. Picasso? So, we're
right?
today...
Right?
We're going to talk
or left.
About left.
Okay, you said righty, and I didn't realize you were saying all righty. I thought you were saying righty, like you're just being
and then you're
going
to take a right and a left and a left and a left.
Okay. All right, everyone. Here we are today. We're doing the thing.
Webpage not available. Kid wrecked.
Fuck your mom. No. Hair?
No.
Couch? Hat. That's the one. Hat.
Fuck your hat.
Fuck your hat.
Stay healthy. That's not... What?
Okay. So, yeah. This is an unusual afternoon event. You know, doing stuff.
Why is that, Kendrick?
Well, just because every day is a little bit different.
You can do anything any day.
Okay.
But you only do some things most days.
Yeah, no, math checks out. Math checks out. I had to work that out myself.
So, wow, that's not what I
you're,
wanted to say.
What do you, I'm like trying to fill time when you're getting something
ready. I know, I have it here.
Okay.
I
okay.
just don't understand.
Hard transition.
Okay, so today we're going to go over, you can turn left here.
Oh, okay.
I found this cool post online and I thought some of it was funny. So this is going to be like that Star Wars episode, but this one where we talked about Star Wars facts for like a half an hour.
That was fun.
So if you didn't like that, you probably want to go away now. Because we're going to go over 26 mind-blowing psychology facts that you never knew about people.
Interesting.
From stayhealthy.com.
I bet I know of at least half.
Okay. Keep track.
Keep track at home. Maybe I'll get a bell.
One, the first one is that any friendship that was born in the period between 16 and 28 years of age is more likely to be robust and long-lasting. And guess what? Kendrick and I started our friendship between 16 and 28. Fact proven. Next fact.
But wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute, though. So
I just proved it. I don't understand what you're
talking about. I got that. But, like...
But I proved it.
What's the actual distribution of friendships outside of that?
I'd say at least a percentage.
I mean, like, that's like saying that the majority of friendships that you make during the time when you make the most friends are the friends you make with the most. And it's like...
You're going to turn right here and then left at onto the highway.
Oh, so under,
like,
the, under,
yeah, under okay. the thing.
It's like, yes, I feel like you've just done some verbal Aikido on me, and that didn't actually mean anything.
No, it does mean something.
No, it
means
doesn't.
Something to a lot of people.
No, it doesn't.
Most things mean things to a lot of people.
You're doing that thing again.
I know. Second one, because Kendrick is so pissed about the first. That one's bolded, okay?
Yeah,
that's
bold,
an important one.
It's, yeah, I got that. I got that it was bold, and I could hear it in your voice.
Wow.
I think it's shipping KY jelly.
Is it?
No, it just has KY. So.
Okay. Second one is that women generally prefer men with deep, husky voices because they seem more confident and not aggressive.
I have heard that the tone of voice is a differentiator for mate
so, like,
selection.
My tone of voice, though, is, like, terrible. It's, like, a terrible tone.
That's just because you're awful.
That's true. Anyway. So, you know, if you're a woman, you have to like people who have husky voices, or
well,
else you're not a woman.
What's the statistics on that?
No,
what's
just,
the margins?
These fucking statistics. Is this fucking the census report with
of the
Sean
options.
Bean or something? I don't understand it. Like, we're not here to talk about statistics, okay? We're here to talk about random 26 facts that for psychology that you didn't know. Of course there's not going to be statistics, because you look at statistics all the time.
Late.
You're just going to go. And
yeah.
we did.
No, I mean, I would have gone, but this guy was not accelerating very fast because the truck is powered by KY jelly, apparently.
He's like, is it spinning on this pavement?
I'm just saying, that if it's like 53% of women polled preferred this over the other option.
It's just generally, whatever percentage you want to associate with generally. Yeah.
Do I want to stay on the highway forever?
I don't know.
I feel like if I do, I'm probably going to kill these people with my hands.
Okay. Three. The people who give the best advice are usually the ones with the most problems.
Have I heard that?
I think that one makes sense to me.
I feel like that makes sense, but I haven't actually heard that as a proven statistic. I have heard it as an aphorism, which is like the people who make the most mistakes have the most to tell you or something like that. So I have heard that as an aphorism, but I didn't know that it was actually like a statistic.
So I wonder if this list is just all like aphorisms or euphemisms that have been turned into psychological facts because internet.
That's true. Fact doesn't mean anything anymore.
Fact. Fact doesn't really mean anything.
Fact.
What fact kind of sounds like fact. We were talking about like conditional facts or something. Like whatever he said something and we were like when we saw the construction worker crew earlier today. I don't remember. It was funny. Anyway, if you guys remember what he said last time about facts.
Bring it up.
Yeah. The smarter the person is, the faster he thinks and the sloppier his handwriting is. This is the only reason I'm smart, folks.
I had heard that. I had heard that as a bullshit fact, but I don't know that I believe so much as an excuse for it's like anytime there's a bad habit you have, it's a sign you're a genius on the internet these days. People who bite their fingernails are geniuses.
I have bad hygiene. People who don't like to poop on walls. I'm a genius. You're like
people who drive erratically are geniuses.
You're insane. You poop on walls. Okay, stop pooping on walls.
I'm a genius.
Nobody likes that. No,
right?
You're schizophrenic and you have problems.
I'll catch you. that's a worse problem.
All right, here's one you'll like. Our emotions don't affect the way we communicate. In fact, the very opposite is true. The way we communicate has an influence over our mood.
I not only haven't heard of that, but I don't believe it.
Well, you're making me feel like I want to communicate with you in a negative way right now.
And your feelings are making me communicate in a more negative way.
This is just a spiral of down the bad things happening. So this list may or not be actual psychology. It just is pretty
it's
much
a listicle. A list of I don't think there's anything actual.
Hey, look,
a
it's
listicle.
All stay healthy, okay?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I've never heard of it before.
I guess I can see, like, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Because if someone talks down to you, you feel an emotion from it, right?
Yeah.
And then that affects what you say.
But that's not you speaking. It's someone else speaking to you.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I hate you. And then I'm like,
I mean,
angry.
But my method of communication, my mode of communication is affected by my mood. I mean, I don't speak the same way when I'm angry as I do when I'm happy. That's,
yeah.
That's.
But is it like a chicken egg situation? Like,
no,
you
I'm
speak that
pretty
way because
sure
you're
when
angry
I get
or angry,
angry
because you speak that
I'm pretty
way.
Sure that when I get angry, it's not because I suddenly decided to start
Maybe
speaking
it's like,
in an angry
it's like,
fashion.
It's like lightning, right? You can't tell which one's first because it happens so fast.
But why would my speech make me angry?
Because you're not sure that you're angry until you talk? Like, your mind is in the state of like, Schrodinger's emotion?
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God. You're being such a naysayer today. All right. Number six. The way the person treats restaurants...
False.
I think... Eight. Wait, just give seven. The way a person treats restaurant staff reveals a lot about their character. I mean, I feel like
I've
playing
heard,
a dwarf
I've
has nothing
that.
To do with my treating of...
I've heard that, again, as an aphorism.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I mean,
it was always... Again, these are all fucking aphorisms dressed up with the word statistical.
Hey, nobody said statistics. They said psychological facts, okay?
Okay.
Soft science is not what you think it is.
It's a pretty chub. It's a half-chub science. That's where we're at right now.
Half-chub science. All right.
Flaccid
number seven.
Science.
People who have a strong sense
Flaccid
of guilt
science.
Are better at understanding other people's thoughts and feelings. So, if you feel guilty a lot, you have ESP.
Can I take a moment right now to just redact my previous statement?
About which one?
How I was going to know half of them because these are bullshit.
Well, just because you're wrong doesn't mean you get to take it back, okay?
I thought it was going to be things like you subconsciously will mirror your body language of someone that you're trying to communicate with.
I mean, there
with.
Might be one of those on here. You've known one
like,
of them.
Like actual legit things. Or like monkeys baring your teeth and making eye contact with primates is its final
oh,
form
no,
of aggression.
Oh, no, this is holistical.
Okay, so can I withdraw that?
Nope,
I don't want to keep track of how many
right
ones
now.
I'm right.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I'd like to see more research on that one. That if you have a strong sense of guilt, you're better at understanding people's thoughts and feelings.
How the fuck do you research that? That's nonsense.
You just use science. God.
Just science it harder.
Idiot.
What the fuck am I doing?
Number
science
eight,
harder.
Men are not funnier than women. Well, that's just wrong.
Just I think you'll find that that's
they just
not
make
true.
More jokes, not caring whether other people like their humor or not. That's actually true. Hmm. I
what the fuck
frequently
does that mean?
And often make jokes that other people don't find funny, and I like them. I think it's one of those things that you said earlier.
Isn't
it's
that
like,
just like a sign of the fact that women are less likely to speak out unless they're sure that it's appropriate?
I don't know.
Because of all the heteronormative, patriarchal, societal stuff?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I just feel like it's like they make more jokes, like, because they talk more, is what you just told me.
Yeah, dudes just won't shut up.
Shy people talk little about themselves, but they do this in a way that makes other people feel that they know them very well.
That's a fortune cookie.
That's a long-ass fortune cookie.
Yeah, but
what's the Chinese word on the back of that fortune cookie?
Xing Tao.
Now let's see if you can make something up that that means, folks.
Rutabaga.
Oh. Xing Chao.
Rutabaga.
It's probably not rutabaga.
Xing Chao.
Don't learn Chinese from Set Sock, is what I
the only Chinese today. Word is Sai Chen.
Sai Chen.
But it's Sai Chen. And I don't know if I did the tone right, but I did hand gestures.
Well, anybody that knows whatever version of Chinese Mandarin can be speaking, Mandarin, just feel free to tell them how racist he is.
All I could think of is the fucking Aziz Ansari racist against Korean, the racist locksmith joke. And that's all
Ping
I can think
ching
of.
Ching Chong, where's my keys?
I didn't say it.
I said it.
You did.
Because it's funny as shit.
It's funny because it's so...
It's funny because Aziz Ansari is really making fun of people, and it's just like...
It's funny because it's racist. If it wasn't racist, it wouldn't have been funny.
Women have twice as many pain receptors on their bodies than men, but they have a much higher pain tolerance.
Well...
What is... Okay.
There's, that guy...
Wow. Alrighty. You know what? That car has a lot more pain receptors than we do, too. And apparently that's why he's driving like
what
an asshole.
What does that mean, pain receptors?
It means that, like, they have more areas in their body that can feel pain. And duh. It's just biology, man.
But
read a book.
If you've got more of them, then any sensation is going to be dulled by the fact that you... I mean, that doesn't...
Kendrick really likes this list.
I have heard that women have a higher pain tolerance.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. That's three.
That counts. It's more than three. We're at like 17
oh, okay.
right now. That
listening to high-frequency music makes you feel calm, relaxed, and happy.
I have heard that there is and there's actually a website that I subscribe to
that
has
high-frequency, like ska, or like like screeching sounds.
I think there's a specific brainwave pattern that they've found. Like they've observed that there's a specific tone oscillating between two or three pitches that stimulates certain mental like states. And there's some research around that. Focus at Will was the website that I paid some amount of money.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about Focus at Will, actually.
And I found it has a mild effect, and enough for me to at least notice it, but they call it entrainment, I think. But, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, here's one for you.
Oh, yeah?
If you... yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't stop your stream of thoughts at night, get up, write them down. This will set your mind at ease so you can sleep.
I've heard that, but it's also not true.
Why isn't it true?
It doesn't actually work.
Well, maybe you're not doing it right.
Probably not, because my handwriting is too sloppy because I'm a genius.
He's now taking his hands off the wheel, folks, and that's what geniuses do, is they try to steer by moving their shoulders left and right to lean the car into the
direction. I was doing a 90s bad boy pose.
He was doing it, effectively. It's just that we're also in a moving vehicle, and so it's harder to do for longer.
In control of...
Well, you weren't for a second because you took your hands off.
No one else is.
All right. So we've apparently lost all semblance of numbers here, and so I don't know. We're on 12, so this is 13.
Okay.
Good morning and good night text messages activate the parts of your brain responsible for happiness. I do like getting good morning and good night text messages.
I don't because I don't know who's sending them.
You're fucking... yeah, that's right, because you...
Getting them from different numbers
every night.
You guys
are like
definitely weird.
Premarital, and it's disgusting to me and my religion.
Okay, so my point was mostly that I'm getting texts from strangers, but I guess that's cool too. No, I hadn't heard of that, but it also sounds like having things that are nice is nice for your brain. Like,
hey,
cool.
Getting text messages that are nice for your brain. We don't want to.
I'm sure getting a phone call would, and I'm sure someone leaning over and saying it too would have the same.
Well, how about this one? We just have apparently a lot of things that make you happy because doing things that scare you will make you happier. What? I believe that actually. That if you do something you're scared of doing, it you like kind of get over your fear and you like become a more like you become happier because it wasn't as scary as you thought it was in most cases.
So next time I sneak up on you, and pull a knife on you, and threaten to kill you and your family, I can say I was doing.
I bet I'll laugh afterwards when you tell me it's a joke. I guarantee it. Unless you actually kill my family, then I'll be like, oh man.
Well, you gotta commit.
No, I guess you could commit. Yeah. You will be committed.
Okay, keep this.
But yeah, so like,
going.
I feel like I kind of agree with that because like the first time I volunteered, I was kind of scared of it, and like I did it, and I was like, "Cool, this is really fun, actually." Right?
But is it about agreeing like with it, or is it about
committing murder?
Oh, like, fine.
You're like, I'm scared of committing murder, and you like stab someone in the neck. You're like, wow, that was easy.
Stab, stab, stab.
I'm gonna do it again. Oh man, I got arrested.
Can't stab my way out of this problem.
You ready? This one is incredibly sexist. The average amount of time a woman can keep a secret is 47 hours and 15 minutes.
How do you measure that?
This is the only statistic I can find. There's one that says 70%, and then there's some other ones. But this is like one of the few ones that actually has a number associated with it.
What?
I would love to know.
Can I see your study, please?
What process they went through to figure out how long women can keep secrets?
Did they just tell a whole bunch of women a secret and then just, like, timed it? Put little trackers on them? We know you're going to tell somebody, so we're going to track this.
This tracker's totally not for letting us know if you told that secret we told you earlier. Wink, wink. Like, wow, talk about a double-blind study.
Plus, like, what a fucking generic secret. Oh, yeah, my favorite color is purple, but I tell people. Like,
you Kendrick is a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no, did you just tell a secret or not? I don't understand. Yeah, I just thought that one was like, okay, so we're just gonna, you know, say audacious things.
Did you know Cal killed a man? What? You need to report him immediately.
That's cool.
Now we're good.
Keep a secret, bro.
Wink.
For 47 hours. People who try to keep everyone happy often up feeling the loneliest. I actually feel like that one's probably true.
I've heard that. Because they never take time for themselves.
They never sit there and
you got to take self-love into account.
Me. They think about I. They think about number one. Oh, my, me, my. That was a country song reference, people. You're welcome.
I don't...
The one or two country songs I know.
It is.
I guess I can see that. I've seen a lot of people who do that and, you know, people that we've known together that are like that, where they're just like... You can tell that something's not right.
Yeah.
Because they totally give themselves...
Well, and part of it's because they can't... They're not comfortable dealing with their own problems, so they try to focus on everybody else.
Yep, that's true. So
validated.
I really like this next one. Because like, I think I've gone insane because of this, but I think it's true. The happier we are, the less sleep we require.
I had heard that. Usually the correlation goes the other way. I don't think I've heard it that way. So, well, are you still recording?
Yeah, here we are. I'm just checking time.
Oh,
sorry about that, everybody.
Nice. Yeah. No, I guess I hadn't heard that formulated that way. You win this round, listicle.
I think it's true. Like, I generally consider myself a pretty happy person most of the time.
Yeah, lucky.
And I generally sleep about 6 hours a night.
And I'm dead inside, and I also sleep 6 hours a night.
But you are happy. I would say you're generally a happy person.
I don't know if I put my car in this person's car.
Satisfied. Even though you come off as an angry, gigantic piece of human garbage,
yeah.
You are happy about their situation in life.
So
you might get frustrated with
together.
People, but like you understand that you don't have you understand what you have.
Imagine me and you, I do.
Yeah,
no matter how we rock the dupes,
I don't know the song. I was gonna sing another part,
and you for me. So
Kendrick,
happy to
help me. I can't see me
podcasting
nobody
with nobody but you
for all my life. Something. The song
I'm bored
is kind
now.
Of. All right.
You just got
7,
bored.
17.
Everybody out.
When you hold the hand of a loved one, you feel pain less keenly and worry less keenly. You feel pain less keenly and worry less. So, like, if I were to hold Kendrick's hand or Amy's hand or my mom's hand, I could get stabbed in the neck.
Can
and
you
I wouldn't feel
it.
I would definitely die.
What if all three of us
it.
Are holding your hands? Does that mean you can now repel
pain? Oh, man,
pain?
That's like Guardians of the Galaxy style, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You need more hands.
I imagine that if I held enough people's hands, I'd be invincible.
He's surrounded by all people. I'd just be a ball of people.
You would have to,
catamari
like, shoot
around.
A missile and, like, kill me.
That was a horrifying mental picture. Fucking Legion.
I am Legion. I cannot feel pain as keenly as you, and I worry a lot less.
Because everyone's holding on to me.
There was some really weird, man, what was it?
Finger golem?
No, it was a Todd in the Book of Pure Evil show, where like they all start holding hands or whatever, or, like they get absorbed by that chick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like they become one giant like ball of people.
Yeah.
That was a weird episode.
I am Legion for how many?
Yeah, intelligent people tend to have less friends than the average person.
That's why I don't
the
have.
The smarter
any
the person is, the more selective they become.
That's why I don't have any friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. I thought it was because I was a raging dickhole.
Well, I mean, we did just talk about how you're generally a happy dickhole. But Anyway.
A smart dickhole is a happy dickhole.
Like, what? I think a lot of people who are able to, like, kind of logic out how friendship works don't really deal with shit, like, from people they don't like very well. So you're like, I don't need this in my life. Please leave. And then you kind of don't talk to those people anymore.
That would make sense.
Validated. Marrying your best friend eliminates the risk of divorce by over 70%. And this marriage is more long likely to last a lifetime. Well, I feel like you said the same thing twice.
If you marry a person that you'd be married to that's better for you to marry, then you're going to be married to a person that you're better being married to. Like,
if you eat pizza, you're eating cheese and dough at the same time.
If you have a pizza that you like, then you like the pizza that you have. And you're like, that's, you're just, like, I blame fucking Confucius.
Well, I guess it's good because marrying your best friend is good. I mean, you always probably want to try to make sure you're going to be spending your life with the people that...
That you want to spend your life with? I mean, serious. Well, what's the alternative? Marrying your greatest enemy? Like, what? Why wouldn't you... I don't... That... Go on.
Number 27. Women have the most male friends, or women who have the most male friends stay.
Wait,
is
he 27?
No, I'm just fucking okay, around. There's like, now dots here instead of numbers because fuck the article, right?
They couldn't even keep an ordered list.
Women who have the mostly male friends stay in good moods more often.
Because men are just more supportive than women.
I wonder how that is, because like, I guess I do kind of see it a lot. Like, you look at some people in our, in that we know. Mm-hmm. I almost said something I shouldn't. And the people they hang out with, and you're like, yeah, okay, that person seems more like, well, generally happy.
I think that, I mean, this is a, of course, a gross generalization, but I think there's a tendency.
Oh, but that's what we do.
That is true. But I think that it's, the tendency around dude-oriented friend groups is to give each other as much shit as possible.
Uh-huh.
But that somehow translates into, like, an actual affection. Like, it seems to be like, oh yeah, you know he likes you because he gives you shit. And for some reason that translates. Like, people believe that. It doesn't... It is true, but what I mean is no one in a male-dominated social groups that I tend to see is like, oh man, he said mean things to me. I bet he really means it. They're all like, yeah, fuck you too. Like, just at work when I was giving some of the guys shit over in the development side, it was like, you know, I was given, you know, one of the younger looking guys shit. It's like, someday when you grow up and you turn 21, you can have a beer with us too. and he was just the back and forth shit. I don't remember what was one of the things. It was back and forth, like, over and over again when he was talking about, I don't know, I said something. Oh, I was like, oh, Alex Spears got a fruity note. He said, oh, just like you. I said, well, you do spend a lot of time licking me, so that's true, or tasting me or something. It was just a little back and forth, like, shit, but we're laughing about it and it's like a bonding experience. But I feel like sometimes in certain social groups, and I guess I don't know that this is necessarily female-dominated, but I've seen the ones where people tend to say nicer things, but then they assume when people say things nice things to you, you're assuming that they're only saying that say it.
I thought it was a really interesting example. So when we were in Maui, we were like, I was bedridden for a little bit. Yeah, why don't you fucking whine about it more? Maybe that'll get you fucking Maui. Yeah, that's what I thought. We were watching...
Fine example of us doing it right now.
We were watching some shows, and one of them was called... it was called Four Weddings called or something like that. And
Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Basically, they have four brides all go to each other's weddings.
Oh.
And you could see the stuff that they would do that was totally cutthroat. And, like, some of them were really nice, and some of them were just, like, total bitches. Like, it was really crazy to watch, because they are vicious with each other sometimes.
I feel like this is, again, obviously all stereotypes.
But it goes into what you're saying. Like, yeah, you know, you'll say a lot of nice things, but you'll really, like, not mean them. And,
well, and it's probably due to some of the underlying sexism that is as in these, some of these social dynamics when you start having this stuff. But it seems like a dude being a dick to a dude is funny, but if a woman is a dick, doesn't seem right. If a woman's, like, mean to another woman, that she's being catty or something, like, it's got a different intonation.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
all right, enough for that one.
Fuck that. Hang out with
number
dudes. That's what I got out of that. Sausage fest.
People who speak two languages may unconsciously shift their personalities when they switch from one language to another.
I had heard that, and I have experienced that. I am a drunk in every language I speak.
When I start speaking German, I want to eat humans.
When I speak Russian, I feel sad.
When I start speaking Spanish, I want to do a lot of... I'm not going to say that. Okay. So, I don't know, actually. I don't know the languages well enough to be able to, like, have a persona in them.
I think that that's probably true, but it's probably more of a matter of contextual things. Like, you mostly speak German because if you were when you were learning German, you were in a different place and you were learning different. So like if you learn Spanish because you're on vacation, then you're going to be a much more laid back.
If you like when you speak Spanish because you had to enter the drug trade, you're probably going to have a very different persona.
Have a lot more sniffing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends on the drug. But
no, even everybody sniffs. All drugs make you sniff. I learned that.
Oh, we're almost at the end of this list.
Oh my God! What? Thank Christ. And everybody else.
Being alone for a long time is bad for your health. Is as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
That doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if it's like, if you're in deep space alone for 5 years, it's like smoking 15 cigarettes a day, and you're like, oh, that's not that
bad.
What
if you do both? Does it cancel out?
No, it doesn't cancel out. It doubles. Duh. Double bad effects.
That doesn't seem right.
I don't know. It's, I guess, like...
So if you're... Wait, so let me get this straight.
What I just read this was, if you're alone for a long time, you'll get lung cancer.
That's what I was getting at. If you're alone for a long time, you develop emphysema.
So don't like, be alone or...
I feel like...
Never... What does he say? Was there people there? He's like, never trust when someone loves you. No, never trust anyone.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That checks out there, too. Don't be alone, but smoke cigarettes.
If you smoke cigarettes, make sure not to be alone.
Yeah, otherwise, double, oh, man, that's that compound. You got to get both lungs.
Double up. And then...
what's that Skyrider saying?
Bam, 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 all the cars. Oh, wow, this is why we don't do this anymore.
Yeah, fun fact, this is still a terrible idea.
Travel boosts the brain health, and also decreases a person's risk of heart attack and depression. Well, hot damn.
Unless you're alone.
Oh, then, well, but yeah, but then you're not getting a heart attack or depression still, you're just getting lung cancer. Or whatever.
So much emphysema.
Things. Yeah, emphysema, there you go.
Travel. What if you vape?
Do you even vape, bro? If you vape and go on vacation, no one likes you.
How are you supposed to read that shit?
Just keep looking at it and keep pressing on the gas.
It's like only on one side.
Yeah, well, I mean, they didn't really think of it.
Obviously, they only care about people in the South. Fuck the people in the North.
We have now abandoned the list, and we're focusing on Skyrider, or not even Skyrider,
what do they call
but
those
dude with
got the
Bannerman.
Yeah, Bannerman.
The Bannerman, the long mover. The
Bannerman's a different thing. Isn't that someone who's sworn fealty to you?
I don't. Yes, it is.
Okay.
The people who... Fact 732. People look more attractive when they speak about things that they're really interested in. So when I talk about board games, people just want to take all their clothes off.
I want to take your clothes off.
Oh, okay, there you go. Now that makes more sense. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
And change them into better clothes.
And then you do a board game photo shoot.
I guess we're stopping here.
A nude board game photo shoot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude.
All right. This is apparently the last one before this really weird image of how to get rid of herpes for good. This is a... When two persons talk to each other and one of them turns their feet slightly away or repeatedly moves one foot in an outward direction, this is a strong sign of disagreement. But they want to leave. Like, so when you're talking to someone and it looks like they want to leave, they want to leave.
Yeah, I had heard that body language thing. But again, it's one of those like, yeah. When someone tries to leave, it means they want to leave.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for joining us today on Sean Bean's magical playlist of psychological magic facts.
Are we wrapping up? Is that what we're doing?
We do 27 minutes.
All right, it's up to
we
you.
Do have a very special guest
in the
car today.
We have a special guest in the day. We've got Sean Bean with us.
Hey, Sean.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, yeah? Oh, you were great. I mean, how do you feel about all this the psychological facts that we went through off your list today?
Good.
Yeah?
Very scientific.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you sanction and validate all these facts off your list?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
And I guess thank you, everyone else.
And thanks for bearing with us through 563,000,022 Sean Bean magical
facts.
Exactly
one Sean Bean psychological fact. And thanks again to Sean Bean. And thanks again to everyone who is not Sean Bean.
Yeah, and if you guys have any suggestions for weird lists we can read on the internet and make fun of, please let us know because this is actually pretty fun when we do this.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the shit out of this.
So, have a good time and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Peace off.